Not an elf. That would have been neat. Secretly an elf.
I'm debating if we should have the crew strip and see if we have any other extra passengers on board.
I don't think you're doing any of that while you're freaking out. You're thinking, kill it, kill it, kill it.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we're going to see if you hit it or not. It's an early thing. I guess John wasn't here when I mentioned beliefs, so we should probably look at our beliefs and see where we're at and if they're relevant for the situation.
Oh, and we're treating Ari as a puppet now? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to very quickly dispatch the captain, so it's cool.
Now, I have just tried to amend my beliefs. Currently, my first belief is I must study the parasites that infected the Dominion ship. I figure I can do something about that this session. And I...
Well, you'll have to catch it first, right?
I'll have to catch it first. So maybe it should be I must catch a parasite that is on the Dominion ship.
Catch a specimen or the parasite for study or whatever. I mean, it can still work. It can still work. Knowing you got to study the parasite, but until you actually study the parasite, you're only going to earn fate points. If you say, catch the parasite, and you go do that this session, you get a persona point.
I have amended it to I must capture one of the parasites for study. And the second one...
Did I say one of? I mean, the parasite, of course.
Yeah, we only know of the one, and actually, my character probably doesn't even know that much, because only Zigzag, whom nobody calls Zigzag, has seen it.
Cool. You're gonna know what it is this session, and they're player priorities more than character priorities anyway. So it's what you think is going to be fun, and then we put that through the lens of your character.
Well, that's interesting because I wrote my belief as I will kill all the foul spawn that infects the other ship.
That's perfect. That will not create conflict at all.
I want them dead or alive because I'm going to have to kill it and cut it up anyway. Okay, the second one may need to be replaced further because of achievability in the time of the session. I had a map belief. I just amended it to this map will lead me to Uru. I must understand it fully. I may not get in the position to, have somebody help me further decode it, so I probably should replace that one.
It can be a thing that you want to circles up, like a contact I could help you out for.
Yeah.
Either this session or the next. I mean, it doesn't have to fire today, and you also have a third belief that you could write for something if you have an additional idea.
And I can fill in that third belief on the fly. So to speak, during the session?
Yeah, whenever.
Okay.
Totally cool.
No, if I remember correctly, Sawbones is on the pirate ship with me.
It's more like you're on the pirate ship with me.
In the same cabin as you, in fact.
And I'm covered in whatever was in that bubo that burst. I've been slimed.
Yeah, that's probably an accurate description, but not quite as bad as some people in Ghostbusters. So in the cabin, we have Godfrey on the floor with his gun. We haven't rolled for his shot yet, but you are shooting. There's also the presumably acting captain, Dominion acting captain, in the room with you. There are a couple of hands in there who are currently, well, they were in the process of putting the commander back in bed. We have Susan, we have Bonham, the doc, Weather Witch, in the room as well. And the captain is just in the doorway near the acting captain, Dominion acting captain. And I believe Crowley was still on your ship, the Devil's Trumpet.
Yes.
Not super keen on jumping aboard the presumably plague ship.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we'll start with Crowley. What are your beliefs about the sitch?
Well, could cause problems for me here is I need Sawbones alive to find the location of the lost treasure of the ancients, so I must see she gets off the Dominion ship alive.
Cool.
And I have doubts about Captain Beckett's judgment. I must not let him needlessly endanger the crew.
Since Captain not appearing in this session. He is not appearing in this session. If you come up with a third that you're interested in pursuing, just, you know, fire it off whenever.
Mm-hmm.
So how about Bonham? You gave us your beliefs, right? But why don't you read them off again? Second time's the charm.
I must capture a parasite for study, and this map will lead me to Uru. I must understand it fully.
Why is it so important for Susan to capture a specimen?
Because I have an instinct of never passing up a chance at new knowledge. And so this is, it's more of a scientific curiosity than anything else. Also, it may be the first sign of any what dangers may await us on the road to Uru.
I would love for that to be in the belief, the reason why you have the action to grab.
Yeah.
If you just want to put, like, for the furtherance of science or understanding the South or the seas or what have you, right? I must capture a specimen or whatever you think is appropriate for Bonham. And Godfrey.
I will kill all the foul spawn that infects the Dominion ship. And my second one is, I will make sure her ladyship doesn't get into trouble. I mean, I have mutually conflicting beliefs right there.
Yeah, that's great.
If I have to throw her off the ship, I probably will.
Godfrey, what if they're all infected?
That's why I asked how damp the ship is.
Doesn't matter what game it is, it still burn everything down. We did call it Burning Seas, though, so I guess I'm partly to blame. Cool, cool, cool.
I see the thing slithering under the bed. The pistol comes out, and boom.
I think we're going to go with base obstacle 1. I'm going to elevate the obstacle to 3, though 2 additional difficulties for smaller target and you know, thrashing about.
And panic.
I'm going to give you an advantage die for being close.
So basically I'm even right now. I'm not going to waste any fate. I'm not going to waste any persona on this, so I might spend fate. Fire. Oh, tie.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, you know, I'll spend that fate point.
Sixes? Yeah, 1 6. Okay. Well, keep in mind, I'm not saying you shouldn't, because it'll still count toward shade shifting your firearms. But when it comes to firearms, your damage is not dependent on extra successes. It is purely dependent on your roll, if I remember correctly. Although I guess I could be nice and say you get to add additional successes to your die of fate roll. In fact, why not? Let's do it that way.
Okay, so now, didn't get success in that.
So make a d6 roll.
5.
5. That's the next highest possible result, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of injury is that?
Let's see. That would be an M injury, am I correct?
Moderate. Yeah. Mark. Yes, it's a mark hit. So I assume it's a black 8. So, well, first of all, tons of gun smoke. It's loud in the room, but it's not as loud as it could have been, given the technology. The cabin, especially around the bed, just almost immediately is like doused in gun smoke. There's the smell of it, and there's a kind of a weird, pitchy, warbling shriek. There's also almost like a jet in multiple directions of something like goop. And immediately, one of the hands throws himself on top of you. You're in the room, Bonham. You see the shot. The acting captain kind of staggers back. Captain Beckett, your captain, is kind of taken aback at what is going on. The acting captain kind of elbows him more from, you know, proximity and reflex rather than intent. Beckett stumbles backwards, falls, hits his head pretty badly. Not that you necessarily see that, but, you know, that's what's going on outside. Maybe Crowley can see the captain staggering back out, falling backwards and hitting his head on some like railing thing around one of the back masts. Hits his head, falls down. Some of the hands on deck rush up to him to see what's what. And there's the pistol report, of course, before that. And there's that whiff of, you know, gun smoke in the air breaking through the salt.
Maker's Forge with you, Mr. Godfrey. What the hell? Why are you... This man has a weak constitution. Why are you discharging your firearm in close quarters? Thing!
You have a heavy ship's hand on you. I tried to wrestle a pistol out of your hand.
Probably in the middle of my tirade, I kind of feel my foot slip a little bit on the deck, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
And you hear that keening in under the bed. After the ringing, your ears goes down.
The acting captain, half in a shock, is like, secure that man! And of course, realizes that one of the hands is already on top of Godfrey. So he dashes over to it's a small, it's a smallish cabin, so it's like, it's not a far trajectory or anything, but he dashes over to the bed just to see if the commander is in good order. And he gets the other hand to, like, haul you to your feet.
So one of the things on his back has lanced open. We'll need to clean it quickly.
There's a hellspawn under the bed!
What? Look under the bed.
The other, one of the hands, you know, points to the commander. And he's like, there's a hole in his back! He's been shot!
No! It's a little hole on this side. It'd be a bigger hole in his front. His back was to me.
Well, there was a lump. He fell down. It's opened. We need to clean it. Yeah, no hole in the front side.
The acting captain goes to check real quick on the commander, like back and forth. Yeah, there's no through. There's no...
Look under the bed!
I'm trying, man.
Okay.
We can find some time between the three other emergencies that are happening all at the same time.
Is this guy holding me by one hand or both hands?
So the hands are kind of holding you up under your arms. And unless you fought to keep hold of your pistol, one of the hands has the pistol.
I'm just struggling, but I'm not actually actively trying to get free. Not yet, anyway.
Crowley, you can hear shouting and a bunch of back and forth from the cabin, and you can see one of the hands rushing into the cabin from the deck, you know, as if to get the acting captain to attend to your captain.
We heard a shot go off, right?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't see a bullet wound on your captain, but on the other hand, it's not right in front of you, so you might have been shot.
And we heard the shot from the cabin on the other ship.
Oh yeah, you can see some of the gun smoke wafting out.
We're not being shot at immediately, but something happened there.
The crew on the other boat ship appear to be just as like surprised as you are.
And you do hear incoherent screaming from inside the cabins.
That's always a good sign.
I like look at one of our crew and go, keep the attention of the other crew, yell at him about what's going on and keep talking to him. And then I want to go like to the other end of the ship that's opposite where this cabin is.
So it's your ship's forecastle, which is lined up more or less alongside their cabin. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to try to go there, and if I've got our crew to be drawing the attention of the other crew, then like I'll throw a line over to the other boat and kind of swing over there.
Sure, okay. You know, the crew member gets Fat Charlie, and Fat Charlie starts waving his hand around, like, hey there, what's going on? What are you doing with the captain? And so on. So take an advantage die for stealthy if you want to stealthily get over there.
What's the obstacle for sneaking over across?
I think it is going to be a versus test against observation for any sailor who looking over your ship, which is, I mean, they're not going to be not going to be that great.
We'll see if I get caught without spending any Ortha here. There's four and three sixes if I need them.
Okay, I doubt you will, but okay, so they have one success, so obstacle is one, so perfect. It's typical that you get six when you don't need it.
Yes. That is very typical. So I throw a line, swing over there, and I'm...
clambering to the outside?
Yeah. Like looking through the window at what's going on in there.
Perfect. Okay. I just have this image of Crowley, like, you know, covering the sides, you know, looking in with his palms beside his cheeks, you know. Just to see better. Cool. Yeah, you can see that there, two of the hands have zigzag between them, and the captain, acting captain in there, Dominion captain, and Bonham are arguing about something and looking over a person in a bed. So let's go back to you guys. There's a guy that comes in, a sailor. He says, the captain of the ship is fallen. he appears to have fainted.
Beat him against the wall in here until I can attend to him.
Well, the acting captain is like, is it bad? Turns to you and is like, attend to him. And he points to the commander. And then he moves out to get Beckett in here, I guess. What do you want to do? You notice, by the way, that the goop on the floor is kind of bubbling.
Ew. Well, that's not usual for something to come out of somebody's wound. That's, if I could get a glass vial to collect that in, that'd be really interesting. Because he was saying something about under the bed. So better look under the bed.
Yeah, you were about to look, right? So you were bending down and checking it out. And yeah, there's, like I described previously, there's a creature there that's about as long as Zigzag's arm. It looks kind of like a tadpole fish thing with like an extra leg. It looks like misshapen. It has kind of a flattish face. Almost like you know, the end of a tube, flattened end of a tube, and it's been kind of blown open in the middle from a pistol ball, and all this goop has sprayed out of its innards, and it's like it's bubbling crazily from the wound and around in the goop. It appears to be very dead.
Wow, what manner of sorcery or nature made that? Wow, I'm gonna need call over to the other ship and get a. Oh, we're going to need, empty out one of the pots. I need something that's, say, 1 or 2 feet deep to put this thing in.
So, acting captain and another hand?
Something not wood. Clay, of course.
Acting captain and the other guy comes in with Beckett, puts him on the floor somewhere where it's not goopy, and he immediately sees the goop, and he's like, what on earth is that?
The black bile blood of this very fascinating creature that Mr. Godfrey seems to have shot under the bed.
I told you!
There are more of these.
Hellspawn!
Are you saying that thing was inside the commander?
I'm just nodding my head like a puppet being jerked on a string, yes.
So one of the hands is like, Captain Dacalma, I we told you it was evil! And he, puts a finger over his mouth. And looks very grim, like, okay, very bad form. Like losing your shit like that.
Yeah, my eyes sidle over to the guy who's speaking, you know, and I just, my head just turns and look at him. What?
Now that it's not inside him, he should have a fighting chance. If we can get him cleaned up. And then we'll need to look over everybody else and see if we can get hold of a living one.
Okay, so you're babbling on about that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like bizarrely its own thing, right? And then we have the kind of back and forth between, like, the hand is kind of looking between you and this Dacalma captain. Let's see. Let's do a versus. Do you have persuasion or
intimidation?
Okay. So how are you going about, saying, tell me now while you're hanging in his,
Oh, no, I'm standing up at this point, just putting my feet down, and I'm just going to, shrug out of him. He was like, let me go. Just let me go.
And that's not difficult. So that happens, but...
I reach over and take my pistol from the other guy's hand as well. It's like, my pistol? Thank you?
Okay, but by now he's no longer focused on you. So he's like, he's zip it. Opportunity missed, but it's okay. You have your pistol. You're out of their grips.
I'm just looking at the guy who spoke up, the hand, and I'm just going to stand between him and the acting captain, and it's put my face in his face and said, what thing?
Oh, you missed the opportunity. Yeah.
All right. I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, you totally do it. But, he is now in zip-it mode. He's terrified of the whole situation, clearly, but Captain more so than you or whatever they brought on board. So... Dacalma is like, what are you doing with this thing? See to the commander, please.
Yeah, I can't do anything with it until somebody gets me a pot over here to put it in, so.
His wound is oozing. You must see to him.
Yes. Let's clean it up and get it dressed.
You! And he points to one of them like, get her a pot. He snaps to and dashes out.
So I got my bar open. Hopefully they've got my hot water by now.
I don't know about hot water, clean water. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I had asked for some to be boiled so that...
Okay, in that case, it's still, you know, in the process below decks.
Well, I'll just have to make do with a cloth right now. And if we have some regular water to hand, we can start cleaning up a little bit.
Yeah, that comes up first. You get some...
I'll look at her ladyship. Could we pour some, like, rum on it to help clean it?
Yeah, that can be done. Sure. You bring some with you? Somebody get me some rum?
That's an instinct worth having.
As long as it's good and strong.
It's the captain's cabin. He should have a bottle of something potent.
It's pretty spare in here. Like, maybe surprisingly spare, in fact, if you've been on ships with the officer. I mean, you have. You've been on ships all your life. So it's totally disturbingly spare. Almost like a monk's quarters.
Any religious iconography?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's the plus sign cross on the wall. But again, it's very, like, bare bones.
He didn't have delirium, did he? Did he thrash about? Did you have to remove anything to keep him from knocking things over?
No, he lost his energy and he fell into this state which you see him in, and he is in like a he's very very gone, alive but you know not what's the term? There's a medical term for like being around, kind of lolling but not communicable, whatever you call it.
It's not surprising. All of the body's energy would have been going into sustaining that parasite for it to grow to that size. I'm surprised that he's still alive at this point. He's a remarkable man. Great constitution.
Do you haul the thing out from under the bed, or what do you do?
Well, I'm gonna take care of the wound first, and then, because I'd have to clean my forceps in between. Because I'm not going to touch it with my hands, obviously. If it's corroding the wood on the deck, I got to use my forceps.
I don't know about that, but it is bubbling like weirdly.
Oh, okay.
And the captain takes a knee, and he looks under the bed himself. He's like, you know, he crosses himself, and he points to the thing. Like, that was in the commander?
I just nod my head. It was in the thing on his back.
If there are more of them, we'll need to... find out all we can, so that we can get as many men through this healthy as we can manage.
Crowley's still in the window, right? Busy watching us?
Well, not that you've noticed. The captain seems to be deliberating what you've said, and then he goes out of the cabin and goes out on deck, starts to maybe... Well, if your attention is not on him, then you don't know what he does. What do you do, Zigzag, while... Bonham is starting to address the gouge wound situation.
I would love to follow the acting captain out, but no, I'm staying here just in case. I mean, that is my belief. I will protect her, so I'm just sort of standing here. I'm busy reloading my pistol.
It's beginning to smell really badly. Like, there was that awful, awful smell of old man, old cheese. Kind of moldy corruption seawater mix.
Now it's starting to smell like dead body.
It smells like corruption. Like, you know, when you come into an old wet forest that is rotting and dead bodies.
Do the windows open? I'll just open a couple windows to get some fresh air in here.
Yeah, probably one of them. Sure.
Yeah, I'll open it wide. Totally ignoring Crowley, who's sitting on the...
I mean, to be fair, it is a little misty in here from the smoke still.
Get some breeze. The door's open, the window's open. We should get some ventilation in here. But
so the hot water comes in a pot.
We take some of that, put that on the wound, scrub it with the soap, and start sewing him up.
It's pretty bad. Like the part of the muscle and part of the bone behind the wound on the back has been eaten away or repurposed or something.
Oh, dear.
You doubt he's going to have much use of that lung on that side.
There's going to be a lot of scarring.
Yeah.
But we just got to knit the flesh back together close enough for it to try to heal.
That's going to be, yeah, rough. How do you want to go about this? Do you want to try to save his life or...
I would, yes.
Okay. I guess this is where we go into task and intent. So your intent is to save his life, or at least, you know.
My intent is to save his life, yeah.
The immediate danger to his life you want to stamp out, right? And what skill would you like to use? Is this something you want to write a belief about, by the way? Is this important to Bonham?
At the very least, keeping this guy alive will maintain some kind of goodwill between the crews, i.e. keep conflict from breaking out. So, yeah, it is important to me to save this guy's life.
Seems like a straightforward belief right there, right? What did you say? Keep the peace between the crews?
Right.
And then the action is save the commander's life.
Mm-hmm. I have set myself a high goal, though, because yep. I am not a surgeon. And, you know, I probably know one person back in St. Albans who is both a surgeon and has the hands. I'm not a surgeon, and I don't have the hands. I have first aid. I've been a surgeon's assistant.
Yeah.
I'm the most medically qualified person present on either of these boats, I'm sure.
Unfortunately, yes.
And so there's nobody else to do it. So I gotta apply my first aid, which at least applies to, you know, stopping bleeding and that sort of a thing.
You can do that. You can also remember you can always share your plan, right, with Godfrey. And Godfrey is a lifelong sailor. He might be able to circle up somebody with helping skills from your crew or the other crew. For instance, anyone who has any kind of and technically Crowley might also be able to circle up somebody from the pirate side, having been a pirate. If you have any additional skills, the rest of you, if you have field dressing, if you have,
I do have field dressing. That's what I'm starting from.
Yeah. Okay.
No. So I can do a circles test to see if I know anyone in the crew who may also be a part-time Sawbones.
Or at least have some experience helping one.
I do have apothecary and field dressing that I can start from. Well, you know, Mr. Godfrey, now that I understand the situation a little bit better, let me apologize for having yelled at you so indecorously earlier.
No problem, ma'am. I mean, I think I was, yeah, I was a little bit out of my head.
Now, this man, he's going to need a lot of help. And I am probably going to need some help getting this hole closed enough for him to give him a chance to heal. So if you know anybody who's ever assisted a doctor before, or even somebody who's really good at putting sails back together, who can handle a needle, that would also be helpful. I am pretty good with the bandages, and I can mix up some medicine that will help this, but every hand we can get that can help me close this hole is going to be helpful.
Now, the obstacles for treating this kind of wound, which is technically in game terms, it's a severe wound. If you want to go for field dressing, that's going to be an obstacle 8. If you want to use apothecary as your main skill, that's going to be an obstacle 6. If you had surgery, that would have been an obstacle 4. So it's still not an easy thing to do.
So I am probably going to need to focus my efforts on making a medicine, which will help it.
Yeah, like a poultice to begin with.
And for me to do a circle test, see if I can remember some guy who actually has some skill.
Yes.
What's the obstacle on that?
Let me look.
I do have mending. I'm good at darning socks.
Yeah, and fixing bum wagon wheels. Mending pots.
Please nail this board over that hole.
If you were putting a metal plate on someone's skull, I would totally let you help with mending. Unfortunately, no.
Basically, we're looking for another person with field dressing in the crew.
Okay. And they would be kind of the same station rank or social class as you, pretty much sailors. And it's right here, right now, in the middle of trouble. Yeah. So that's going to be an obstacle 3.
All right.
Do you have a reputation with pirates? Or
just my fast gun reputation. I'm thinking I'm going to spend... Nah, do I want to spend persona? No, I'm just going to go straight roll. If I get a 6, I'll spend fate on it. Nah, not even. Some guy mentions, oh yeah, that was our previous captain.
For laughs and giggles, let me see what skills Beckett has since he's not appearing in this session. Yeah, he has nothing useful. Okay. Well, you're going outside, right? And you're starting to ask around the crew. First of all, you notice that apparently DeKalma, the captain here, acting captain here, he seems to have cordoned off a bunch of the, about like a quarter of his crew, which seemed to be really sick. I mean, the ones that look sick, and put them in the forecastle area under guard, and not like, we're going to shoot you if you move kind of guard, but it's more like, we're just going to, here's the line. You don't go past the line. And the others, he has drawn them away from the other ship as well. And they're more in a more orderly fashion. So you see that when you pass. The pirates had conglomerated around the gangplank and have since migrated about a little more. But they're still mostly clumped around the gangplank. So you go down among them and you ask around. And yeah, it's like, oh yeah, that was Benny. He was shot last week.
By you.
No, probably by, what was the captain's name again?
Shirley.
Shirley, Captain Shirley. Yeah, Shirley shot him for insubordination.
Ah, well. All else fails, I'm coming back with a jug of rum.
That's fine.
I find the farthest splatter of the stuff bubbling on the deck, and I just give a little pour of rum on it. What happens?
What would happen? I think maybe it bubbles a little more intensely for a moment, and then it goes back to kind of stopped bubbling for a bit. If you didn't know better, you would say that it's kind of bubbling and evaporating, like it was almost boiling.
I'll give the rum to her ladyship so she can use it to whatever she's doing.
We do our initial cleaning and then turn to the apothecary toolkit and do up a poultice that's going to draw out the corruption, keep it clean, and encourage it to encourage the body to heal.
And then wrap it in bandages, I guess.
Yes.
So you could fork in field dressing, I think.
Yeah. We'll need to be held on, so...
So this would be an obstacle 6 attempt to treat his severe wound.
Okay.
Which, if it isn't treated properly, it's going to advance to, I think, traumatic wound. And then it might migrate from a traumatic to a mortal.
We're apothecary to start with. That's 4. And field-related knowledge is field dressing. And that, what, gets me to 5 dice?
You can always spin a persona.
Exactly. So I've got 6 fate and 2 persona.
Now, if you want extra dice before you roll, you have to spend them now from your persona.
So I've got my 4. I've got my 1 from field-related knowledge. And are you allowed to spend more than 1 persona at a time?
Yes, up to 3.
Okay. So I'm going to have to spend 2 persona. I'm going to have to spend all my persona to even feel like I've got chance, because this is all or nothing, right? I have to get 6 successes.
Welcome to the wheel.
And you're strapped to the wheel, right? And it's and it's fun while you're quartered. And then it's set on fire. I'm at 2 out of 6. None of them are 6s.
Not a single 6.
This is par, right? I have not had a single success in the game yet.
I mean, it's usually 50-50, but you haven't rolled a whole lot either.
Right.
And you're playing 3 life path characters, so you are going to fail forward much more than a 4 or 5 life path character.
So, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of hope of me succeeding, but I had a moral and belief obligation to move forward.
Hey. Fat Charlie managed to persuade you with 2 dice, so there's always that chance.
Yeah, that's another instance of me failing.
Hey, the last game of Burning Beards, I had one where I actually went back and looked at the odds, and it was like 98% chance of success. Failed.
Ah.
It's like the wheel doesn't let you.
So based on the obstacle, it took 120 minutes. We spent 2 hours working on him.
Yeah, it takes a while to do all this. Prepare the poultice. I mean, stop the bleeding. Work on stopping the bleeding first, then the poultice, then all of that stuff. So it's a project. And if you want to wander about while that's happening, Crowley, you know, all you have to do is tell me.
Yeah, I will go peering in some of the other windows of the other quarters here for anything interesting.
I think there's a tandem quarter, like a cabin that's the mirror image of this one, which is a little more, it's not as Spartan, right? It's not as austere. There's more that you would expect, like navigation equipment and chest and stuff, clothing belonging to a man.
Nobody in there?
No. Door is closed.
See if I can crack open a window and go in.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that hard to open the window from the outside. It's not like a complicated latch system or anything like that.
Yeah, who would be crawling around the outside of the ship trying to get in, right?
Exactly. You slip in into the other cabin.
And look over where they've been.
Okay. Do you have navigation?
No, I have MapWise.
You have MapWise, though, yes. And you have SeaWise, right?
And SeaWise, yes.
I think both of those would apply. So you can do MapWise and Fork if you want to. I think I want to do a graduated test here. It's going to be base obstacle one, which is a routine. And the more successes you get, the more information you're going to get. I'm going to remember to keep my information to map and see stuff.
Two.
Okay. Any sixes?
No sixes.
So you're pretty sure you can identify the coast. It's the southern coast of the southern continent, nearest southern continent, on like the map that is topmost. You see lines that have been drawn from a location on the coast. The coastline and the sea immediately about it, it looks very similar to the area your map points to. It's not exactly the same area, but it looks like this, the same coast. So the place you were going to was inland. So they've gone to the same general region, if you understand it correctly.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not encouraging.
Probably come from there.
Well, I know I can't read if there are any like things that look like notes or like, oh, this maybe where they wrote about what they found while they're there.
Is there a search skill or
I don't know if I can match words that are on the map to words that are on any documents or...
You're not a dummy. You know what an important letter or something looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or an attachment to the map, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a perception test. Ob 2.
Hey, you got it.
So, yeah, there's definitely like a note with scribbles that has been, you would say that it's been attached to the topmost map. You also see a couple of what seems like letters, like maybe correspondence. It has a fancy Dominion wax seal on it. So that looks important too.
Okay, well, stuff those things in my shirt.
Awesome.
I'm a pirate. I gotta steal some stuff.
Of course.
And while I'm here, just a quick look at any place where like guy might have kept his money.
Maybe in his trunk, sea chest.
Yeah, let's have a quick look in there.
Do you have loot wise or like scavenging?
No.
Let's do beginner's luck loot wise then. So that would be perception.
Okay.
And we're gonna make it a graduated test again. So the more successes you get, the better the haul.
Two.
Ah. I'd say you find 2 dice worth of cash on hand in the chest, along with if you want it, there's a fancy dueling left hand dagger.
I'll leave that and just take the cash, just because anybody in the crew could have taken cash. You know, if I have the dagger on me, I obviously took it.
Stick it in Fat Charlie's belt or the captain's belt. Like, oh. Totally a thief. I mean, I told you guys. It's too bad that Ari isn't here. Cool. So you spend some time going over that. And I mean, they're still working in the other room by the time you're out of there. And do you want to rejoin your crew, or do you want to keep climbing around the outside like a monkey?
If things are still okay back in the captain quarters where they're doing the medicine stuff, and I'm like, okay, that gunshot and everything, there wasn't a great urgency, so I'll go back to our ship, swing over.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that they have the captain there, Beckett, and he seems to be a little out of it, and he's probably stolen the rum if you didn't immediately use it for the work to deal with the pain. So he's getting drunk. Captain DeCalma returns, and he oversees the maybe last hour of your work, clearly kind of hovering about and worrying and judging what you're doing, but he's clearly not a man of medicine, so you get the feeling that you could probably, like, maybe not stick the commander full of needles and say it's for the best, you know, but you could probably make a poultice full of poison. He wouldn't notice. He wouldn't know. But at the end, I had a look at the life paths here, and there are an awful lot of bonuses to the physical pool. So I'm going to say he isn't permanently comatose, but he is going to suffer issues, right? You have stopped the immediate threat here, but he's going to suffer problems, like physical problems going forward, which is kind of what I expected. Like, it would have been a minor miracle if you managed to, like, oh yeah, he's only going to lose like one die. No problem. But he seems to, after all of your work, he seems to stabilize. DeCalma has some hands come in and, like, swab, clean up the goop. You have secured your dead specimen in the in the pot, so you have that to look forward to. It's been bubbling for a while, stinking.
The salt in for sure.
Sail up to DeCalma and point to the where the guards are, and what about those? Do you think they have? And I make the little wiggly thing with my hand, like.
It is possible they are showing the same signs that the commander showed, although it has taken them longer to get there. So none of them have any, what did you say, boils?
Did you check?
Yes. Well, not me personally. I had my men check, of course.
It is an abomination against the Allmaker.
Surely, yes.
Straight with you. He's never going to be the same. His recovery would be better if you could get him into port and get the best surgeons to look after him.
But he will live.
I think so.
You believe so.
The sooner you can get him into port, the better off he's going to be.
I see. Well, then thank you. Thank you for your service.
Shall we give the other sick crew members a once-over and make sure that none of them really have not gotten the boil yet?
Nodding my head.
That will not be necessary. By the time we get to port, if they show further signs, we can take care of that then. Is there some way I could persuade you to stay on until we reach port, just to make sure he doesn't slip further into the sickness? And he's talking directly to Bonham.
That's entirely going to be down to Captain Beckett.
Who is now drunk as a skunk in a corner.
Yeah, and so we may have to wait overnight before I can give you an answer on that.
Well, I'm sure your captain will have an understanding disposition if you should choose differently.
Where is the nearest Dominion port?
Well, we intended to make anchorage at Saint-Timon. It should be a few days in the wrong direction, you believe. But, you know, just for you here, Bonham, you believe it's not south.
Yeah, and all of my instincts are like, we gotta get to Uru. Gotta get to Uru.
Sorry, man, gotta get to Uru.
But I need to come up with a name for the order and find out if my order is international. Because if I can make contact with a chapter house there...
They might have spies, if nothing else, or like, quote-unquote, operatives, you know, all over.
Ryan. And see, that would give me a chance to circles test for decoding the rest of the map that I don't understand yet.
Sure.
So we were headed to Dry Rum Anchorage, though, to do some more resupply.
I think you should reach it at the end of the day. Well, you've lost some hours now. I mean, it'd be dark by the time you got there, but you could probably get there with a little luck and good sailing.
I'll call over to a couple. Help me with the captain. He's drunk. And sort of walk him down the gangplank, making sure he doesn't fall off into the ocean.
A fine man under normal circumstances, I'm sure, says Kalma.
So we're probably going to have to keep banker for the night, aren't we?
You could, I mean...
I mean, ships sail day and night, I guess.
If you guys come back over, I'm like, all right, let's make sail.
We haven't left the cabin yet. But I'm sure you're just waiting there, you know, rubbing your hands like, okay, let's go.
Yes.
So yeah, are you collecting your stuff in order to leave Bonham Zigzag?
If she isn't, I am.
So the Kalma, he puts a hand on your shoulder, Bonham, and he says, Madam Apothecary. And he puts a hand on his chest and he says, it is my solemn duty, and I have sworn to complete it, to carry this man to Saint-Timon. You are the only person I can rely upon to ensure his condition is stable until we come ashore. Is there any way I can persuade you to stay on until then?
I need to make an out-of-character question real quick. I'm not essentially writing Bonham out of the game if I say yes.
No.
Good.
But it's certainly, you know, an embugger.
Introduces a new complication to the...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bother when you have NPCs with their own beliefs.
You know, if I happen to see his hand on her shoulder, I sort of stand up straight and I'm just looking over her shoulder at him.
That's a little familiar, man.
You have reloaded.
I am certainly sympathetic, and I would like to see him live and get the best life possible. It will be important to me to be restored to my crew as soon as possible. If a sloop could be put at my disposal long enough to get me rendezvous with them afterwards, and if you could help me get in touch with Chapter's House such and such in Saint-Timon, I would go with you.
Yeah, he nods as if he's thinking to himself, like, can I do this? Yeah, I could probably do this. I could probably arrange something. And he, you know, decides, yes, of course. I shall do everything in my power to ensure that you have the resources you need to rejoin your crew once we are at berth.
In the meantime, overnight, if you could fill me in on the circumstances where this started so that I may warn my crew not to make a landing there, at least until I am restored to them.
I'm deeply sorry, Madam Apothecary, but I am not at liberty to discuss the circumstances.
Okay, guys, I'm going to try to find out more. Don't get yourselves in big trouble before I'm back with you.
Like, I'm leaving the ship.
Well, we'll have to at least tell Crowley.
Crowley will be like, yeah! Or, no! I forgot about Crowley's belief there for a moment. Okay, so that's what you say in the cabin. Okay, so what's the next step for the cabin people?
Of course, this does create an additional difficulty because I'm also the navigator.
As we walk the cabin to the gangplank, I'm eyeing the rigging, and I may do a Han and Leah. And swing across the boats using their rigging. Luke and Leah.
You want to grab her and swing across? By surprise? Like, ha ha!
Yeah! But only after the captain's over.
The hands, some of the two of the, I guess, one across the gangplank. The minion sailor comes across with the captain, who's pretty soused, relinquishes the captain in the waiting arms of the pirate crew, goes back, and the Kalma is looking you very intently in the eye there, Bonham, and there's deep gratitude. Like, you can probably sense that there's the bond going to be forged here.
No, there's not.
So what do you do? What do you do, Zigzag?
Well, I'm standing next to her, and I make sure she has her bag, and then I just look for a convenient line, and I just put my arm around her waist, grab the line, jump, and swing across.
Okay, first of all, Bonham, are you okay with this?
No. No.
Oh.
Because there's other stuff I need to find out. I could probably find it out in San Timon. Yeah, I have convinced myself that going to San Timon is an advantageous move for me right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm convinced that we'll never see you again if we let you go to San Timon.
So in that case, I think the first test is a versus power test to manhandle Bonham.
Ooh, could I use brawling to grab her as well?
No,
or?
This is a power versus power.
All right.
Unless you want to punch her out and then grab.
Nah, just grab her. Yes, yeah, so that'd be a power.
Sorry about this.
So what's the ob? Does ob one?
The obstacle is Bonham's power test.
I'm not going to spend anything yet because I'm probably going to need it for the rigging roll to get across. So I'm not spending any Arth on this.
I've spent it all.
Sad.
One for one.
We tie. Ah, but I have. Did you roll a six? Oh, we both roll a six. I'm spending a fate.
Might as well.
None of you have power call on traits, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm a bruiser.
Okay. Definition of bruiser. Call on for brawling. That's unfortunate. So now it's a case of if you want to explode your sixes.
I am.
Well, I've got enough fate I can do. We're going to roll the same things all the way down the line.
So what this means is you jostle, you grab Bonham, right? And the two of you jostle a bit, like back and forth, and neither of you have the upper hand, right?
So we're stalemated, basically.
Yes, and the captain's like, Sailor, what do you think you're doing with the apothecary?
I make sure her bag is on her arm, then I look at her and say, pardon me, ma'am, and I headbutt her.
Okay, all right. So are you okay with being headbutted?
Obviously not.
Okay, then we're in a versus brawling situation. Do you have brawling, Bonham?
No.
Okay, then I believe brawling is power-based.
No, Artha? When I roll, we double it for her to roll to beat. Yeah, so I roll first. One success, so it's you got to go against two, an ABBA two. No sixes, though.
Yes, it's a straight-up power test versus two in this case. Although you are technically opening brawling.
Ooh, no sixes. Okay. Sorry.
Which means, what is the injury of the fist?
Two. B2 on it.
So let's say it's a three because you're smacking her in the face with your forehead. It's a little harder than your fist. So you can mark a superficial, the dot under SU, B3 there. You can mark a dot there. And you'll notice that it automatically calculates that you get an obstacle penalty because of the injury. It's not a die penalty, so there's no obligation to make a steel test. So, Zigzag, you fail to knock Bonham out. Bonham is evidently much tougher than you imagined.
But I kind of dazed her, though.
Yeah, momentarily.
Sweeping my arms again and going to try swinging. So I guess another power test then. Huh?
First, you're going to do a versus speed test between you and Captain DeKalma. Because he's not having you headbutting like the primary chance of him carrying the commander to San Timon.
Whenever I could BS using sea legs as a call-on trait if I miss.
Yes, you could. It is a speed test while on a boat, so that's fair.
What's my obstacle on this one?
It's going to be whatever he rolls.
I'm not going to spend anything again because I want to hang on to my persona. One success.
He has one success.
But I have three traitors.
Yep, and re-roll them if you call on sea legs. But that's sea legs for this session, right?
Yeah. Ooh, I got a six.
One success. And a six, yeah.
Do I have to spend fate for that? Or is
you
that
don't
automatic?
Have to spend it to beat him, right? You are quicker about going about what you want to do than he is. So you can go directly to rigging if you want.
Yep. Okay, and this is where I'll be spending some persona. So what's my obstacle to with carrying a somewhat dazed woman in my arms and swinging across to the other to our ship?
In a cool fashion like Errol Flynn, let me look at the book for base obstacles first.
So I think it's rigging, right?
Yeah, it should be rigging. I think the base obstacle is probably one. And then you have Bonham, and you're in a rush. So I think it's obstacle 4. But that is to do it in the Errol Flynn fashion, really cool-like, and just like, whee, right? Go over. And this.
Now, if I want to do it like more like Luke and Leia.
Oh, that's still all across, right? Without dropping Leia.
I'm not exactly holding on to you. I'm a sack of potatoes.
This is more rush. This is basically shit. And yeah. Across.
If you get 4 successes, then you do it that well. If not, there's going to be complications along the way.
Do I want to spend 2 persona or just 1? I'm going to spend 1. 1 persona on this is up 4. Pray for 6s.
I don't see any 6s there.
Okay.
Into the drink?
I don't think you're that incompetent. It's just so rushed, yeah, that you grab a line and you swing out a bit and then it swings right back.
Back into the waiting arms of De Palma.
So Crowley, you're viewing this from the other ship.
Yes. I'm pulling my pistol, yelling at the captain. We've rendered aid. We'll be leaving now with our full crew. So we try to get him to not interfere.
All right. Sounds like intimidation to me, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And the intent is to let it make him let go of this thing, and the task is waving the gun around, I guess, pointing it toward him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you fail, I think this is going to be viewed kind of not as an act of war, but it's certainly going to be an act of aggression,
mm-hmm.
with the resulting stuff.
Our cannons are loaded.
Nobody's very eager to shoot.
We're at point blank range. It's going to be a bloodbath if we shoot.
He's got part of his crew quarantined with the other part of his crew watching the quarantine crew. So
your crew is also mostly on deck, right? So it's going to be like, go down below, go there, right?
But hopefully they can back me up with some firearms.
Sure. If you pull out arms, a pistol, and you start making a statement like that, I'm sure at least Fat Charlie is going to pull out rusty old ugly thing and back you up. And maybe some of the pirates are going to like draw their knives and swords and stuff.
Well, the gunnery mates are running for the cannons at this point.
Yeah, so you can take an advantage die for that. And I think the obstacle is going to be his will 4.
And you're opening intimidation, am I correct?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any way I can beat him then if it's...
Yeah, fate, Arta, roll 6s.
Roll, my prince, roll. Roll like you always do.
You mean all ones?
Yeah. The only way I ever succeed there is when I like pile on the Arta, and even then sometimes not.
You know, I'll give you 2 advantage dice, because we're in a situation where it would be a very bad idea to start a brawl, certainly from his point of view.
His crew is sick.
Yeah, part of his crew is sick, which puts the amount of bodies more evenly. Nobody's really favored. He has a mission he has to see to. So 2 advantage dice.
Okay. I'm going to get 8. Spend 3 persona.
Wow, okay.
We got to get the hell out of here. I got 3 6s.
Oh, it's will. It's will, unfortunately. Oh. You're going to have to do that again.
But it's the same. They're both plus 4.
But you have 3 6s.
So we'll fade it up. Still short. 7.
Almost.
Dang.
7.
But it's a near thing.
Yeah, it's really hanging in the balance there for a moment.
I have 1 less thing I can do before we start shooting people.
No. You're dangling in the rigging. So we're going to resolve the test first before we move on to anyone else. So De Palma looks, there's a moment where you think like this is going to go your way. And then he says, secure the apothecary, secure the decks, all men. And they start dashing for their weapons, drawing weapons. There's a clump heading for Zigzag and Bonham. And some of them are like grabbing the gangway, right?
Well, I see them rushing to me. I pull my pistol out and put it against her forehead and said, we're leaving. Get out of my way!
It's chaos now, though. So, conspicuous. Conspicuous. Totally.
I don't have conspicuous. I have to open it now.
Yeah. Well, Bonham, do you want to help or do you want to resist?
My instinct is do not get cornered. I want to get away from him right now. I want to get myself enough space that I can, like, falcon skin myself or something and get the heck out.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to get away from Wilton and run.
All right. So in that case, before we do, before we do the conspicuous test, right, you can feel him grabbing you. You can feel the barrel against the side of your head, and you know where this is going, right? So
yeah.
What do you do? How do you go about what you want to do? Get away from him.
Like, he had his, like, an arm around the waist to try to go up the rigging, right? So I'm going to have to be agile and twist my body and try to slip out of his arm.
Well, I'm going to try to hold her as tight as I can.
Let's do a speed versus your speed versus Zigzag's power then. Stop squirming, lady.
So I'm not going to spend any Arth on this. So Ops 1. Sorry.
Oh, wow. And 2 sixes, too.
Let's see what my lady rolls. Oh, 3 sixes as well.
I'm going to spend a fate on this.
You guys have the best battles.
I'm spending a fate on this as well.
Why do I even have this crew of like potential enemy sailors? You guys are the best, enemies anyway.
And I get to reroll the 2, so I'm just going, yeah, quit squirming, you wench. I'm trying to save your life.
So this puts Zigzag at 7. Zigzag at 7 successes, and presently,
yeah, I'm at 5.
Bonham has 4, but you should reroll the 6 you got. Actually, 2. You get 2 exercise, so 5, and reroll the.
Yeah. You might still tie again.
Oh, that one also explodes?
Yes, all 6s from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't explode.
So you get 6 still... versus the 7. So it's, again, very close.
No, I'm going to do conspicuous to get these people to back off.
After calling Sawbones a wench. Cool. And now you go for the whole, let us go.
And hopefully, no one will notice that the pistol's not cocked.
Gestured in front of his face. He's not looking at me.
So that's going to be against what?
Crowded room 1, busy shop 2, busy street 3. In a massive gathered crowd. It's not a massive gathered crowd. It is kind of a pitched battle, but it's not a battle. It'd be more like a busy street, right, in all this tumult. So it would be ob 3.
So it'll be a 6 then.
To get everybody's attention. Well, enough people's attention anyway.
Oh, I got 3 sixes. There goes that last fate point.
So here's a fun thing, right? In Vincent Baker's Poisoned, when you roll, the opposition, if it's the GM, has to remove a success because the devil protects his own, right? You guys are rolling 6, 6, 6, 6 all the time now. So it's like, I'm starting to feel like the devil has your back. You
oh, traveling with his trumpet, so.
That's true. So explode.
Oh, that exploded, so I'm getting close. Come on. Nah.
I mean, you're shouting, and it's just unfortunately lost. Yeah, in the tumult and the press and the mess. Now, I think we have 2 situations. We have the situation with Crowley and DeKalma, and we have a situation with Bonham, Godfrey, and the clump of sailors looking to separate Crowley from Bonham. Right, Crowley, what is your intent with the crew here?
We want to do enough injury to the other crew that we can get Zigzag and Sawbones back.
So essentially what I'm hearing is you want to remove opposition enough that you can get to them and take them back. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, that is the the intent of the enemy captain is the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. I think... Okay, so tactics is knowledge of how to use small groups of soldiers to maximum effect on the battlefield. Okay, this seems like tactics rather more than strategy, because we're dealing with a small group versus a smaller group.
There'll be people swinging across on ropes, because that's what happens, this sort of thing, but yeah.
Well, from a pirate side, maybe. It'd be very bold of the Dominion people to just, like, start swinging over to the pirate ship for no reason. Although one or two may do that just for, you know, for effect. So I think it's a tactics versus test.
Which we have none.
Yeah. And given the type of advancement in the Dominion Navy, I doubt Dacalma is very skilled. So it may be fairly close. So I guess I'll roll for him first, and then you can determine, like, well, first of all, you're going to have to figure out if you want to spend art die if you have any left.
Yeah, I better keep one for Will to Live.
Okay. In that case, do you have anything? Oh, right. You can't fork when you're doing beginner's luck, but you can get help. So I think your situation is fairly even. I do think your crew is probably better armed. I'm going to give you an advantage die for that. I don't want to make Fat Charlie like the go-to guy who has all the skills, because he already has signals. So
there would be the person in charge of the boarding party. He might actually have some.
Tell you what, Crowley, if you want to attempt to really, really quickly just like pick a guy from the crew who you think might be a good person, we can circles that. It would be an obstacle three who might be like a good aid in this case.
We can try that. Not likely.
Do you have any reputations, affiliations?
I have the affiliation with this crew, yes.
Oh, awesome. Then you add a die on top of your...
Still not likely, but no, and no sixes.
Okay.
I guess he's not
Give me a moment.
Close at hand.
Give me a moment. While I'm quickly looking up the circles rules, who is this person? Like, name... You know the crew, right?
Lefty Lesage.
So it's your crew's Lefty.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Lesage versus Letesta when you meet up with Swan. That's great.
Lefty because he has a hook for a right hand, or is it Lefty because he has a hook for his left hand?
No, he's just left-handed.
Okay, so he looks over to you, probably like ducking a shot, and he goes, "You're going to pay me for this. This is going to come out of your share."
Sure.
All right, let's do this. Like, he spits in his hand and he like forks over his fist. Like, you're going to shake on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just go.
Do you shake on it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So Lefty at least is going to help you out. So take another advantage die there. So two, all told.
Both sides are opening up tactics, yay.
Oh, Dacalma has tactics. He's just not necessarily very good at it.
But he's going to be twice as good against me.
That's true. But I'm sure you'll roll 666 anyway, so.
Can I get a helping die from Wilton?
Wilton, unfortunately, is bound up in a different situation.
And sadly, our captain's drunk.
Yep.
Okay, well, then Rolf, find my opposition here. I'm not spending Yartha.
Okay, so he has one success, which he might explode.
On with two advantage dies.
Oh!
I got a six.
Of course you did. The devil takes care of his own.
Could have given me six out of three of them.
Well, you haven't headbutted any ladies lately, so...
And I got another success.
Okay, so you get two. That means, I guess I'm obliged to spend his one fate to see if he can break the tie.
Ah!
And he does. Okay. So they're shooting, right? Craziness. There's some peripheral injuries because there's a small enough crew, not enough pistols or muskets are loaded, and it becomes a difficult task to like cross the gangplank and swing across while they're at the gunnels and so forth, right? But while that's going on, we have the situation with Bonham and Zigzag and the clump rushing toward you guys, right? So you still have Bonham in a 7-success grip, right? So she's probably not going to get out anytime soon unless the situation changes. What do you do?
Well, I cock the pistol and I aim and shoot the biggest guy in the crowd rushing me.
Okay, I'm just going to say you do that and then you're in a melee. So you hit, he falls.
Shove the hot pistol into my belt and pull out my sword, and yeah, we're going for it.
Oh, dear. So what is your intent here? They are clearly intending to separate you from...
To gain the gangplank with her.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pull through them as fast as I can.
Okay. And they are, of course, looking to separate you and Bonham.
So it's either going to be a power or me sword fighting my way through, one or the other.
Only half of them are armed, right? And there's like four of them after you shot one of them. So it's up to you if you want to sword fight your way, or if you just want to brawl through, essentially like kicking and shoving. I mean, you can have your sword out and defend with it, right?
I am sword fighting. It's what I do best. I am sword fighting my way through.
All right. I figure since you had the call on for brawling, maybe that would have been.
I got B4 and sword, so I'm going to sword fight.
So they're coming up against you. So I'm going to roll for one. He's going to have help from three. Yeah, I mean, he's a typical sailor. Maybe he has brawling three plus three, so six dice versus whatever you...
I only got four. I am definitely not spending persona in case I get really badly hurt. So I'm just going to roll my dice and pray.
Do you want a fork in brawling, maybe?
Sure. And no Artha, because I'm going to hang on that persona just in case.
All right. They roll two successes, and one of them is a six, and none of them have fate, so don't worry.
Aha!
Aha! Look at that. Frieza, there's a heroic Bonham under your arm, sword fight, kicking, shoving.
It's like we're dancing, because I got her under my arm, swinging around, keep making sure that she doesn't get hit, so I'm always... parrying and stuff like that and bashing people in the face, and we gain the gangplank.
Okay. So you manage to, like, you probably, like, there's probably like a couple of guys in your way. So you like knock one over, maybe kick one of them overboard, and then you dash across the gangplank. Your pirate crew hasn't managed to come across, but you managed to, you know, cross over to them. So the point is moot.
Now, if I remember correctly, their ship is much taller than ours, correct?
A little, yes.
Run or slide on down, whichever is much more cinematic. Let's jump and slide down the gangplank and say...
Jack Sparrow tiptoeing, I think, is what's going on. No.
Land on the other side. Kick the gangplank. Get us out of here.
Make way.
Okay.
Cut the lines.
So, you can hear how Captain DeCalma is trying to rally the remainder to retake, to come into possession of Miss Bonham once more, but the crew isn't having it. Some of them are injured, so pretty soon you are a little distance away and they haven't even attempted to adjust their rigging or come after you or anything like that.
So they aren't going to be able to rescue me from my abduction. That's how they're going to frame it. I have been abducted.
You are sailing with pirates, madam.
You made an agreement with us. We're holding you to it.
He had no reason to let you go. He was going to keep you.
Once I got into port, there's a dime a dozen for apothecaries. I was only important up to that point.
I pointed at my eyes. You saw.
I saw what?
You think he's... The thing, which is still on their ship.
That ship's not going to make it to port with everybody, and they'll all be dead.
And then I could have observed all stages of the disease and then flown off.
But, you know, my hands go up. You know, I'm just like, you're crazy.
I am going to want salt on the specimen, because I'm not going to be able to attend to it tonight.
The specimen isn't with you, unfortunately. I mean, you have your bag with your your apothecary stuff, right? But the pot with the thing, unfortunately, it's still on the other ship.
I guess I'm not cornered now, right? And so...
Well, it depends on your point of view.
Yeah, we'll find more. You know, we get there. I mean, they came from the south, right?
We don't know that.
I know exactly where they came from. I have some papers that you might want to look over if you'll come to the cabin with me.
Yeah, let's get it done so I can go home.
Yeah, I think we both turn our heads and look at Crowley going, you have what? When were you on the ship?
You guys were taking so long, I had to do something. Holding out the papers. Come on, let's go look at these.
Snatch out of the hand.
Yeah, for a moment to get, and then I'd follow after like a little lost puppy.
You're dismissed, Mr. Godfrey.
I sort of stop.
You've done a day's work, Mr. Godfrey. Get some rest.
I yell at a couple of sailors about getting rigging and stuff like that, and, you know, and then I kick a bucket.
As she storms off to the cabin, I take a coin from the coins that I stole and go, good work, Godfrey.
So who goes where?
Work off my frustration, work in the rigging, stuff like that.
I'll go into the room with her to find out what she discovers.
All right. Back in the cabin, I guess you produce the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's one kind of a note that is scribbles. Probably two individual documents that seem to be letters that are, they have a broken Dominion wax seal on them. Which do you want to take a look at first?
One with seal.
Okay. Do you have read, calligraphy?
I do have read. I'm at least a 3 in read and a 5 in symbology, but I doubt they use symbols.
No. This isn't. Yeah, it's an obtu to read the letter correctly.
Okay. I have no persona to spend on this.
You're probably pretty stressed out after all that stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, and there's an odd penalty, isn't there? Because I've been...
No, nothing like that. It's just like you don't really have any reserves to put into this.
Well, I had that superficial wound is what I was asking about, if that affects this at all.
All right. I think that goes away as soon as you're out of the scene.
Okay,
hold on. I should not withhold tests from you. That's a bad thing. Okay, so give me an obstacle 1 health test now that you're out of the situation.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. You can record a routine test for health.
Ooh, I succeeded in a roll.
And you can remove the superficial wound.
Which means you succeed on your read.
Very good. So I'm 2 successes versus a 2 ob.
So you succeed. So you look over the letter, and I'm gonna count this for looking over the next letter as well. And the letter actually appears to be a correspondence between a Pietro da Calma captain. One letter is from, well, what appears to be like a Dominion Naval High Command equivalent. And the other letter appears to be from a Governor Mendoza of San Timon. The letter from the High Command informs him that he is to take charge of Commander... Give me an awesome sounding Portuguese Spanish name.
De Palma? Have we used De Palma yet?
De Calma and De Palma. Okay.
Yeah.
So De Palma, Commander De Palma, he is to afford Commander De Palma every courtesy, every comfort, and to follow his instructions to the letter on a mission to the southern continent. And it is his duty to the crown to carry out the orders of the commander until they can return to Saint-Timon, and he is released from the orders, so to speak. Of course, like he is not allowed. It says, like, you know, do not disclose information on pain of execution or whatever, something like that. It's very severe. Basically, top secret. Follow this man's instructions. The other letter from Governor Mendoza has. It's a courteous letter about, I think, tulips, but you have enough reading comprehension to read between the lines, where tulips is probably something entirely different.
Yeah.
This is about maintaining tulips and moving tulips, and that the latest batch of tulips was unsatisfactory, and that Pietro needs to... take greater care with his tulips in future.
Tulips were unsatisfactory. He needs to take greater care with them in the future.
Governor Mendoza of Saint-Timon.
Governor is unsatisfied with the tulips. Artifacts, maybe.
Governor was unsatisfied, but who was he telling?
The captain. Captain Pietro da Calma. Both letters are addressed to the same person, the captain you spoke to.
So the captain was under pressure from the governor, and he was also supposed to follow all the top secret orders of the commander. So the sick man knew something. He probably knew a lot of very important things about where we're going.
Right. You haven't looked at the final.
But even in his sick state, he probably wouldn't have talked.
Maybe he wrote it down on the other thing there.
Well, let's see if we're so lucky.
Okay. So, yeah, this is still let it ride. So, Yeah, I don't think this would be more difficult. So you read the scrolls and the read. I think first it's coordinates, navigational coordinates, which you wouldn't have any trouble replicating on a map. There are some notes about reef. There are notes about it's basically like a scribbles, things to watch out for, like the reef. And it says something about anchorage, essentially a location where to cast anchor. It says bring cargo to ship undercover.
Like under cover of darkness. Keep the cargo secret even from the people who are transporting it. I mean, the top brass, no. And the people in the boat, no. But the crew in general don't know about the cargo. They couldn't have actually gone looking for that parasite, could they?
Who knows? Those types are plenty stupid. Maybe they thought they could use it for something.
Maybe.
I'll show on our map kind of anything I saw on their map, like that looks like it was here where they went and anchored.
Yeah, it's very close to your destination in terms of landfall. But of course, you are heading inland after landfall. And of course, I mean, you don't know if they went inland or if they stayed on the coast or...
We'd need a full log to know how long they were there. Ominous, we are no less blind than we were before, but at least we have some idea of one of the dangers that will probably await us when we reach the shore. So there'll have to be an order of vigilance throughout the expeditionary team, the away team.
I don't know. Maybe they're called away teams, actually, on boats. I don't know. Maybe it is a naval term. It just brings Star Trek to mind.
It does.
It'll be you three and Ensign Ricky, who happens to have a red jersey.
I would very like to find out what these tulips were, but...
We're heading that direction.
Yeah. There's no going back to Sun Timon or Sun Albums or anywhere else now. We're still headed to Dry Rum?
That was the idea.
Yeah.
That's where you were headed when you came upon this ship. And you spent some hours with them, like a little over 2.5, maybe. So you lost a few hours. You're going to still get to Sun Timon today, but it's going to be later.
Dry Rum Anchorage.
Yeah, sorry. Dry Rum Anchorage. You're still going to get there. And unless somebody wants to do something specific on board right now, I think we should smash cut to walking down the plank, gangplank to in port.
I guess I'm going to need to... look around while we're in port and see if there's maybe some associate of the Collegium here who can help me with patching the holes in my translation.
By the by, Madam Apothecary, I do believe you are obligated to roll a die of fate to see if you have exhausted your supplies, right?
I did use some apothecary supply, so... And that's how it is. It's not a set number of charges. It's...
Right.
Two.
If a one comes up, the kit is empty. Okay, so a one did not come up. So what would you like to do in port? I think somebody had an intent to find people to help with the map, right?
Yeah.
The crew broadly has an interest in making sure they have good stores of everything for potential future expeditionary stuff. But you were fairly good, well-stocked ahead of time anyway, so...
Anything we really need... That we didn't have.
Is there anything you think you will need on an expedition inland to ruins, jungle, possibly monster infested?
Dry Rum is the last stop before the southern continent. There may be people here who help us.
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody knows anything, interacted with any of these Dominion guys going that direction.
Okay. I wonder if that might be streetwise. could possibly use something like Rumorwise to pick something up. We could do that easily. So people who might have come into contact with these Dominion folks, rumors about the Dominion folks in town might be Rumorwise. Zigzag or keep forgetting your last name, Godfrey. Did you want to look for a guide?
Yeah, someone who's been there more than once.
Okay. And Sawbones Bonham wanted to find somebody maybe associated with this Conlegia, whatever it was called.
Scholar hanging out here, or somebody who's studying artifacts that happen to fall into their hands from the southern continent.
Okay.
Without actually going there and risking their own neck.
I didn't hear the first part, so are you looking for anybody or somebody who is specifically associated with your thing?
I think I would like to find a Conlegia scholar, yeah.
Do you have an affiliation with them?
I am affiliated with the St. Albans Chapter House of the Conlegia.
Okay, so they might be, that might be, technically speaking, like their HQ here in the islands, so... Anyone who's out and about working for them would belong to them. So,
yeah.
Okay. It's a 1D affiliation, right? It's not 2D.
I believe it is just a 1D. I spent 10 points on it.
Right. Would be very surprising with a 3 life path character to have 2 dice. We'll wait with circles and we'll do the rumor wise first, just to see what Crowley picks up just walking around and listening to people and maybe asking some questions.
Okay. So, obstacle.
What do you want to know?
I guess I'm just looking for things that would connect with what I know that they're doing. You know, they're going to this place on the southern continent. They're bringing tulips back. they're trying to conceal what they're bringing back. So if there's anybody,
Do you want to know if this particular crew has been around, or do you want to know about Dominion activity in general coming through here?
Well,
are you looking for information about that particular crew more so than general information about any recent Dominion activity here?
Yeah, probably, because, you know, if it's just Dominion or planning something against the Empire, like, well, we don't care. You have to go for the more specific, yeah.
Okay. I think that's an obstacle 3, rumor-wise.
Let's hope we get some devil's luck then.
For your role, if you succeed, I'm going to put you in contact with like a character who has some juicy information about specifically this crew. If you don't succeed, you're still going to get some information, but it's going to be more general and you may draw attention you don't want.
Okay.
I say may, you will draw attention you don't want.
Yeah, no. And 2 6s. Oh, what the hell? Maybe we'll get super lucky and get a run, but I don't expect so. Yeah, got one more success, but not enough.
So what I'm going to do for next time is I'm going to write down a note exactly about putting you in trouble. And you, let's say you come into like there are probably 5 or 6, you know, individual little taverns where sailors go. I mean, this is the one of the last stops before going all the way south. And you end up in one of them and you sit down at a dirty table with a couple of, I think they're like former Dominion sailors. One has like a pirate, you know, marking, like a burn marking that the Dominion only marks people with if engaged in piracy in a traitorous manner, like not enemy factions but their own, and getting them a little drunk works like a charm, right? They start talking about you know, oh yes, we saw friends, all sailors we used to work with, they came through here on a ship, Santi Bardab. They said they were heading south to the continent, and it was all very mysterious. They had brought aboard an officer. One of them said he thought the officer was a witch, but don't tell anyone I said that.
Witch?
Yeah, one of them crosses himself.
This was coming back?
No, they were going south. They stopped in for supplies.
How long ago?
Oh, days, perhaps 2 weeks.
Okay, just time-wise, so the timing works out that they stopped here, went south, and we encountered them coming back.
You would guess, given what you know of the sea and where the continent stuff lie, that they could not have spent more than a couple of days in Anchorage off the coast for this to work out, for you to meet them on the way back.
Okay, and the description of the witch, that's the guy...
Oh, they don't have a description. They didn't meet him, right? They're just talking about like some gossip that they heard from some people they met that were on the ship, Santi Bardad. And you recognize the description with the figurehead that is some sort of merman with a phallus.
The witch is the commander that we had the altercation with?
You would assume it's the commander. They're talking about the commander who they had brought aboard, right? So not Captain De Calma, but the other guy. Right, the guy who Bonham treated. So you end up, you know, drinking there for a bit and getting information out of them. Unless you want to keep asking a few questions, obviously.
That's probably all I'm going to get out of them, I'd say.
Yeah, rumors of witches. So let's move on to circles. Let's do the juiciest last. So Godfrey, you wanted to see if you could find a guide, somebody who had been back and forth a few times.
Yeah, so would that be a circle test or...
It would. What are your life paths again? They're all sailor?
No, I was a soldier at one, a soldier sailor. So son of a gun, soldier sailor, sea marine. So
you will have come across other soldiers of all stripes. So it covers like the whole circles. So.
But I am looking for a specific occupation, a guide to the southern continent.
Yeah, which would have been like a scout or a forward scout, something like that. It's not really in the middle of trouble, so I don't think time and place matters per se. It's not. It's while you're in port, sort of a broad time frame. I don't think it's different necessarily from other members of the circle. It's not the typical occupation in the circle, I think. I think that might be it. It would be about your station or rank, right?
So an op three?
No, I think it would be op two, in fact.
Oh, parody. So I have to win because I have no fate and I'm not spending any persona on this. So,
fantastic. So there's this guy who knows a guy who knows you. And so, you know, you ask around a bit and then you're like, oh, wait, I've heard that name before. That's the guy who knows that guy who I was on a ship with. And people you're asking, you know, are telling you, oh, yeah. He has gone up and down, you know, on Dominion ships, on Free Duchy's vessels, back and forth a few times. He should know. So you find this guy, and let's say he's a native islander.
And that name doesn't apply. I'd pitch the name in, but that would be like from where I come from.
Most of the native islanders, they're technically like a mix of southern and northern continent types, even though they probably have like a different language, a pidgin of most of the stuff. They usually take like a simple name for, you know, common use, like Bill the Mute. I think he's called Jim. He has done some scouting back and forth. I think you meet him on the docks. Like he has a part-time job fishing. So you meet him out on the docks. He's mainly doing the fishing stuff to keep busy. He is better dressed and better accoutred and generally seems a little out of place doing the work he's doing. So when you put the suggestion to him, he seems very eager to go, right? So he, you know, you see him, he says, you're that guy who knows that guy, whom you know.
Now, we'll have to talk to the captain, but you may get a share out of this. But no promises.
Good by me. I'll get my things and report to the ship.
Spit in the hand, hold it out.
He does that. Fishes out his slightly threadbare fancy coat, which he has folded behind a crate, and walks off to get his stuff.
I'll make sure to, I'll stop by the ship so that it's not a surprise when he shows up.
And moving on to, finally, Bonham. I think finding this type of person that you're looking for in this place I think it's probably a likely place to find somebody that they might have put here, right? Because there's traffic from the south, and the south is of interest because it has a lot of remains from the former empires that were magic infused.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an obstacle 3 to find the kind of person you're looking for, somebody with the kind of knowledge that would help out.
What can fork circles?
You can use your affiliation first and foremost with the group, and if you had another person who had the similar circles to you, they could have helped, but you don't.
All right, so let's see if I can get some sixes on this. So, none.
Okay. Tell me about that person at the Conlegia who is a bitter rival of yours, who either correctly or incorrectly believes that you have sabotaged them in the past.
Ah, bitter rival.
Perhaps as a result of thinking you sabotaged them. It doesn't have to be super detailed, just broad strokes. So somebody might believe that you sabotaged their ability to climb the hierarchy? Or did you steal a project they were working on, in their opinion? Or an assignment? No, I'm posted out here.
One thing that comes to mind is, it was probably in an anime or something, somebody has a rival and they're like, every time I did this thing, I got the A and you got the A+, and I got second place and you got first place, and it's like, you're always upstaging me and you never even notice that I exist.
Okay, all right. That sounds like mage school nonsense, yes.
So we got somebody who they did not have the accident of birth that I had, but were still gifted. So they have come up from the town strata or something. They've come up from a lower caste in society or a lower class. And, you know, we're about the same age, but he comes from a different class, and he has this thing in his mind that I'm always getting, because I was the noble, that I'm always getting preferentially treated and I'm getting praised more and all of this stuff. And he's like, I'm working so hard, so hard to be the foremost authority on all the stuff out of Uru, and there she is, and she thinks she's gonna find Uru, but I gotta find it first, and I've gotta prove to the Conlegia that you don't have to be a noble, that I'm as good as she is, basically.
Cool. Do you want to roll up a name or ask the class?
Quentin.
Okay. Is that Quinton or Quinten or Quentin?
It's Quentin.
That was the surname?
First name.
Then he probably doesn't have an important surname since he's lowborn.
Yeah. He's not going to be Quentin Portendorfer or anything like that.
How do you go about looking for this person? Are there like Conlegia symbols that you follow, or like signs, like there's a figurine somewhere or a scrawled rune? Or
I think so, yeah. There's going to be either a Conlegia symbol, or there's going to be a symbol associated with Uru that he's fixated on that other scholars would recognize, and other people would be just say, oh, this is the guy that you go to when you need to identify artifacts or maybe arrange a sale or something.
You get some information about the general types of people you're looking for. And then when you come to his place of business, right, then you see the Uru glyph. And it's probably like there's a sinking feeling in your stomach because you know who this is, right? You know it's Quentin. Do you go inside? Do you kind of like deliberate on what to do? Do you want to meet him, or?
Well, this has so much potential for going wrong, but, you know, maybe we can work something out. We will make sure that maybe he gets top billing in the paper or something, because I've got to know. So, yes, I'm going to go in.
Awesome. I think that's the final scene we have where you see who it is, and we see like the I don't want to say disappointment, but the dejection maybe in your face, and then you go inside, and we're going to leave that scene for the next session.
All we hear is the ringing bell that's singing above the door as you go in.
For whom does the bell toll? It tolls for me.
So this sounds like something, after we resolve all your beliefs here, this sounds like something you may want to write a belief about, like as an immediate thing to do next time, right? So let's do your beliefs real quick here, since it's getting kind of late. Let us start with Crowley. So I see a belief that says, I need Sawbones alive to find the location of the lost treasure of the ancients. I must see she gets off the Dominion ship alive. She got off the Dominion ship alive, and you certainly went all in attempting to get her back with rolls and injuries and such. None to you, luckily. So that's a persona point. Unfortunately, we could not bring Beckett in today. So
I should have come up with another one on the ship, but forgot to. So, yeah.
I mean, there was plenty of action anyway. So,
yeah.
Do you think you had any traits that came into play and pushed the story in a new or unforeseen or interesting direction or caused trouble for you? Problem with authority, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting that you climbed aboard the ship. I would say that whole arc of like climbing aboard the ship and climbing around and looking in to see what they were doing, because you want to know what they're doing, and then you climbed in and you got an element of the story there that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. I mean, that sounds paranoid to me.
Yeah, certainly.
I'll give you a fate for that.
Excellent.
Let's see, right skill, right time. I don't know if you had a particular skill that popped up that were like, ah, aha, I was clever in character burning. I don't think you had a big conflict between your traits and instincts and such. So that's all for you this time, unless you get workhorse or MVP. So let's do Bonham. You had a belief to understand the environment we venture into. I must capture a parasite for study. You tried. So I'll give you a fate for that belief.
Okay.
For this map will lead me to Uru. I must understand it fully. Well, you're in the course of getting help, maybe, right? So fate for that as well. And I'm going to give you a persona for, you wanted to keep the peace between the crews. That didn't work out so well. But, I mean, you did manage to save the commander's life. So you did what you set out to do in that case. You can't be blamed for the actions of the other crew members necessarily. So persona for that. Fate, persona. And do you think you have any traits that came up that caused you trouble in this session? I don't think your market privilege has caused you trouble yet, but it's definitely gonna next session. Right?
Base humility, market privilege are all kind of a little complex there, I'm sure.
Yeah, you haven't really dealt so much with the
base humility.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put some senior members in your path at some point here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how you act that out.
Yeah. And frequent bather was like, well, there was kept insisting on my water and my soap, but I don't think that was huge.
Nah, didn't really get you into trouble per se. Mm. It may come into trouble later though, in interesting ways. We'll see how you guys go about it. Did class conscious come up at all? I don't think you really even touched upon that.
No.
I think it's Bonham is an interesting character because I think that's probably the trait you're going to lose first. you're very accommodating with this rabble, right?
I shouldn't have been, but...
There's only so much you can do when you're being manhandled by a brute.
Yeah. Once we got back to the ship, it was like, you're dismissed. I won't see you anymore.
Oh. I love that. I mean, I laughed at that, but I don't know if anyone else laughed at that, so I'm not going to give you humor, Arta. Because I'm a bastard. I think that's going to be it for you for today, unless you get MVP or the other one. Let's go to Zigzag. You will kill the foul spawn and fix the Dominion ship. All the foul spawn, well, you certainly kill one, and there's potential for more. So, fate would be appropriate. I think I'm going to give you a persona for this, ultimately. You certainly went through a lot of trouble to get her out of a situation that would have, could potentially have spiraled, maybe, right? Some of the trouble you created, but, you know, we don't have to look too deeply into that.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah, I didn't do instincts for the other guys. I'm going to have to go through that real quick after this one. So did an instinct get you into trouble?
I did shoot for the first time. I would say I got a bit of trouble, but I got out of it afterwards. I mean, I shot a gun in the middle of the cabin with crew members and a captain there, you know, and I got manhandled and restrained.
Yeah.
It could have gotten worse, though.
Yeah, I think we're going to skip that one.
Right. And the second time was just basic bang, shoot, there, down.
Yeah. So, instincts for Bonham. Do you think either one of them got you into a spot of bother?
Well, I think it was my desire for new knowledge that, I'll have more time to look at this disease and I'll be able to get to the port where I'll be able to talk to some civilized scholars, and that set off a real firestorm. So I think that instinct of not passing up new knowledge is part of what influenced my decision to go along with the other captain's, DeKalma's request.
DeKalma, yes, for sure. Yeah, that kind of started a whole issue. That's true. And of course, you had the don't get cornered, which got you into troubling circumstances with your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, made life difficult for you. So I'd say you get fate for both.
Yay.
What about Crowley and his instincts? Anything that made your life more difficult?
Yeah, I don't think so. I wasn't able to just be in the background, but that's not my instinct. That's going against the instinct.
If you had gotten caught rifling through the captain's cabin there, that would certainly be, that would have been grounds, certainly. Okay, cool. In that case, we're going to go to the vote. So we have two things that we're going to vote for you guys, and they may or may not apply. So we have a workhorse award, which is a persona point. So being the most relied upon in a given scenario, for mundane things like having a piece of gear to make the scene work, having that skill to get the other characters safely through danger, and just generally slaving away behind the scenes to make it all work.
Well, I think from, of course, my perspective, I feel like Crowley was a workhorse in this one, working hard to keep things rolling. And I would give, when we go to MVP, I'd give MVP to Godfrey because he managed to get Sawbones off the other boat. those are my votes.
Okay. You in agreement, John?
Yes, I'm in agreement.
Okay. Then I guess, unfortunately, Tad, you are outvoted. So Workhorse Award goes to Crowley. And MVP, which is the most valuable player, and damn, we couldn't have made it without him, blah, 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 goes to Godfrey. Zigzag. One persona each. And you bastards very likely snubbed Bonham of a deeds point. So it would have been a considerable bother.
That sounds like something we'd do.
Yes, yes. It would be a significant bother for her to essentially ensure the safe transfer of the commander and therefore further the interests of the Dominion. Yep. Pirates, what can you do, right?
Yep. Sorry.
Now I'm going to have to work real hard to not out of character, be resentful about being the first and continual loser here.
Welcome to Burning Wheel.
Yeah, this is seven or 8 years of Dirk. Going, yeah, welcome to my world. Well, I'm glad we got to resolve that boat issue with the other ship, Santibardad, which I should write down if you want to write it down. I should update the thread with all the stuff. Any last thoughts or anything?
No.
Okay. No. Cool. Thank you for playing. Catch you all next week. Hopefully.
Yep.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good one. Oh, dear. You dropped out there.
No, I stopped talking.
Oh,
okay. Pardon the page flipping. This is how we play the Burning Wheel.
It's the tag where I mentioned you can go to our page at sunday-skypers.podbean.com find links to all of our episodes, links to our Facebook page and MeWe page. You can email us at sundayskypers@zoho.com. It'd also be nice if you gave us a rating or a review on iTunes or the podcast app of your choice. And that's all I got.